This is the Kona Edge, the home of Ironman triathletes who dream of qualifying for the World Championships on the Big Island.
Let's chat some biking today. We head to Boulder, Colorado to catch up with our next guest. One of the most incredible places to ride a bicycle. It also helps that he has a bit of a background in bike racing and particularly mountain bike racing. But we'll find out more about that on today's episode. I'm talking about Brian Melinat. That's who we're catching up with. Before we chat to Brian, though, just a big thank you to our sponsor of this edition of the podcast. It was brought to you, or it is brought to you, by Wheel Science. If you're in the market for a new set of race wheels, I tell you what, before you buy anything, go check them out. You will be blown away by what they're offering for the price that they're offering it at. They deliver worldwide, so it doesn't matter where you are in the world, and they are extremely competitively priced. They've done a whole bunch of independent testing, and they are right up there with the best wheels in the world. And the best part about it? Half the price. I kid you not. Go check them out. TheKonaEdge.com/wheels. That's TheKonaEdge.com/wheels is where you can get all the details. And the cool thing is, too, because you're a loyal listener of The Kona Edge, Peter and Joe from Wheel Science have given us a discount coupon. So if you check out and use the coupon code KONAEDGE, they'll give you 10% discount just for being a loyal listener of The Kona Edge. How cool is that? All the benefits right here on the podcast. Go check it out, vkonaeds.com/wheels. We chat some biking as we head back to Boulder to catch up with Brian Melinat. Brian, welcome back onto the podcast. You come into the sport of triathlon with a bike racing background. You've raced a lot, particularly mountain biking. But with it being the discipline that you spend the most time in, I'm sure it must be a bit of an advantage coming into Ironman with that biking background.
Yeah, thanks, Brad. I think having that background certainly helps. I have a decent cycling capabilities, but it's a little humbling. Like, I've noticed I'm not super big. I don't put out a ton of power. So the big, strong cyclists, the guys that are putting in the top bike splits, they are cycling quicker than I am, even though I have a quote bike background. I've learned I'm relatively stronger nowadays on the run, but being in Boulder for cycling and growing up loving cycling, and I still love it, even though I may not be able to maintain 200 watts for a full Ironman. I do a lot of rides even when I'm not in a training cycle, because that's what I love doing. My friends, we can get up the canyons here. And yesterday we went out to Estes Park. I rode for 5 hours yesterday, and I'm not training for anything right now because it is awesome to be able to ride out here in Boulder, and cycling in my heart is probably the discipline I love the most. And then just enjoy being out on that bike, like a little kid going up and down the hills and working to get up, and that sense of accomplishment of making it through a hard part. And then, fortunately being in an environment where I do have those hills, because it is super fun to come back down them.
I love that, Brian. I mean, a five-hour bike ride, most people who are training for Ironman dread that. But to go and do that for fun, I think a lot of people are going, oh, my word, that's incredible. But that again, it just shows that coming from that bike background and having a love for cycling makes it so much easier when you are training for an Ironman.
For sure, yeah. I mean, it definitely mentally kind of puts me in a good place for how long you spend on the bike, both training and in the races, how long the bike discipline is.
Brian, you mentioned in our first two chats about getting a coach, and coming from a bike background and having that as a strength, has having the coach improved your bike performance as well?
I think it has in some regards, for sure. And I think it's again the structure. And so the coaching program I work with is Boulder Coaching that Simon Lessing runs, as I'd mentioned in our first conversation. And he made a comment that, like, well, actually, I don't think it was he made the comment. His website's got inspirational quotes. So when I go in and I can't remember, forgive me for not having the right attribution, I can't remember who said it, but there was something like, if you're not following a training program, you're just going on a ride. You're not training. You're going for a ride. which is a funny way to look at it, because I go on a lot of rides. And yesterday I went on a ride. I was not training. But with the coach, like Simon will break up the workouts. And so, there'll be heart rate ranges. He actually doesn't train with power. I know a lot of coaches do. I'll look at my power and I'll follow it after the workout and kind of see if I'm getting stronger or what intervals I put out what power in. But he'll give a heart rate target, and for a half an hour, 20 minutes, maybe 45 minutes, maybe three times, maybe four times, depending on how long the overall ride is, they'll have an interval, and you got to push and maintain and stay in that zone if you're following the program. And if you can do that, I mean, if you can push yourself and stay in that zone for those intervals, it kind of forces you to push. It forces me anyway. And certainly helps. And another thing for me that helps, in addition to the coaching, and I find this with every discipline, is riding with other people, and especially making sure some of those people are stronger than you. So whenever there's a lot of good group rides in Boulder, and wherever you are, if you can find a group ride that's got folks that, you don't want them to be so much faster than you that you get discouraged, but folks that are a little bit stronger than you, and maybe you're not the slowest in the group, but hopefully you're not the fastest in the group. That's going to push you. And keeping up with those other people is also like a training program, going to force you to dig a little bit deeper than you might if you were just out riding by yourself. And that'll make you stronger over time, no doubt.
Absolutely. And I couldn't agree with you more. As far as favorite workouts go, I'm guessing you love the long ones, but you need to be a bit of a masochist to race at the highest level. what are your favorite, the short, hard ones, or do you prefer the long rides out with your mates?
I like the long rides, again, in two facets. In Boulder, a long ride, I can get 3,000 feet higher climbing up to peak highway, which is just, it's scenic, it's challenging, it's rewarding. And then you get to come down that long descent at the end, which is fun. As far as structured stuff, I think it's the descending workouts on the long rides that I like, where maybe the first effort's at 50 minutes and the next is 40 and the next is 30. Cause they get shorter and shorter, and they might not get easier as far as intensity, but, then you get down to that final 10 or 5 minute interval, and it goes by so quick compared to that first longer interval. And so those long workouts broken into descending intervals are those structured workouts I like.
Well, Brian, it's been great catching up with you once again. I look forward to talking about your run, but we'll save that for next time out. Thanks for your time on the Cone Edge.
Great. Thanks, Brad.
And that's a wrap for this edition of the podcast. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for joining me today. Loved spending time with Brian. We'll chat more about his run in a week and a bit from now. Before we go, though, just a huge thank you to the sponsor of this edition of the podcast. You can click on the link in the podcast player that you're listening to this on. So just below the play button, you'll see it there. Check out Wheel Science. Or what you can do is go over to this URL. It is theconaedge.com/wheels. That's where you can get all the details, theconeedge.com/wheels. And the good news is you can get yourself 10% off a set of high-performance wheels right now. All you need to do is use the coupon code KONAEDGE at checkout. That's KONAEDGE, and the URL to get to is theconeedge.com/wheels. Doesn't get much simpler than that. Until tomorrow, from myself, Brad Brown, cheers.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of The Kona Edge. Don't forget to connect with us on social media. Simply search for The Kona Edge.